Part 2. You will hear a woman speaking to a group of people who are interested in becoming volunteers for an organisation called ACE. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good evening, everyone. Let me start by welcoming you all to this talk and thanking you for taking the time to consider joining ACE Voluntary Organisation. ACE offers support to people and services in the local area, and we're now looking for more volunteers to help us do this. By the way, I hope you're all comfortable. We have brought in extra seats so that no one has to stand, but it does mean that the people at the back of the room may be a bit squashed. We'll only be here for about half an hour, so hopefully that's okay. One of the first questions we're often asked is how old you need to be to volunteer. Well, you can be as young as 16 or you can be 60 or over. It all depends on what type of voluntary work you want to do. Other considerations, such as reliability, are crucial in voluntary work, and age isn't related to these in our experience. Another question we get asked relates to training. Well, there's plenty of that, and it's all face-to-face. What's more, training doesn't end when you start working for us. It takes place before, during and after periods of work. Often it's run by other experienced volunteers, as managers tend to prefer to get on with other things. Now, I would ask you to consider a couple of important issues before you decide to apply for voluntary work. We don't worry about why you want to be a volunteer. People have many different reasons that range from getting work experience to just doing something they've always wanted to do. But it is critical that you have enough hours in the day for whatever role we agree is suitable for you. If being a volunteer becomes stressful, then it's best not to do it at all. You may think that your income is important, but we don't ask about that. It's up to you to decide if you can work without earning money. What we value is dedication. Some of our most loyal volunteers earn very little themselves, but still give their full energy to the work they do with us.
First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Museum of Farming Life. I understand it's your first visit here, so I'd like to give you some background information about the museum and then explain a little about what you can see during your visit. So, where we're standing at the moment is the entrance to a large building that was constructed in 1880 as the home of a local businessman, Alfred Palmer, of the Palmer Biscuit Factory. It was later sold and became a hall of residence for students in 1911 and a museum in 1951. In 2005, a modern extension was built to accommodate the museum's collections. The museum's owned by the university, and apart from two rooms that are our offices, the The university uses the main part of the building. You may see students going into the building for lessons, but it's not open to museum visitors, I'm afraid. It's a shame because the interior architectural features are outstanding, especially the room that used to be the library. Luckily, we've managed to keep entry to the museum free. This includes access to all the galleries, outdoor areas, and the rooms for special exhibitions. We run activities for children and students, such as the museum club, for which there's no charge. We do have a donation box just over there, so feel free to give whatever amount you consider appropriate. We do have a cloakroom if you'd like to leave your coats and bags somewhere. Unlike other museums, photography is allowed here, so you might like to keep your cameras with you. You might be more comfortable not carrying around heavy rucksacks, though keep your coats and jackets on as it's quite cold in the museum garden today.